All right, good evening. And today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. We are studying the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. This week's chapter is the appendix, which includes the tradition. And we took a group conscience tonight, and we're going to have a panel of myself, Jim, Yvonne, and Lisa. We're each going to speak for 6 minutes. And with that, I will toss it over to Lisa.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lisa, and I am a compulsive eater. Just real briefly, I started coming around to the rooms of OA in October of 2021. At the end of this month, on March 28th, if I make it another few more days, I'll have 1 year of continuous abstinence. Not perfectly perfect, but I haven't been having my binge food, and I can't believe it for almost a whole year, and it just blows my mind away. I come with a background of 30 plus years in Alcoholics Anonymous, so I have a lot of experience with the traditions. And I'm just going to read something from the big book. To those now in its fold, Alcoholics Anonymous has made the difference between misery and sobriety, and often the difference between life and death. AA can, of course, mean just so much to uncounted alcoholics not yet reached. Therefore, no society of men and women ever had a more urgent need for continuous effectiveness and permanent unity. We alcoholics or compulsive overeaters see that we must work together and hang together, else most of us will finally die alone. I had a friend of mine who used to go to a traditions meeting once a month, and he always would read that, and it always impressed me. If we don't hang together, we're going to die. If we don't have each other, we're going to die. And so the unity of the program is critical, is crucial. If you read the AA's 12 and 12, you find a lot of the history of why they came to the decisions and why they brought about that tradition. They did a lot of trial and error. They made a lot of mistakes. And a lot of these, they learned from their mistakes, and then it was quite a few years after the big book that they came out with the 12 and 12. And so they had a little bit of experience, and they tried a lot of the things. If you ever, the best way, for me, the steps help keep me so, abstinent. The traditions are for the unity of the group and the organization, and the concepts is for the organization. I've done a lot of service outside of the group in the other program. So I got to learn a lot about them and how important they are. But I am going to just choose one tonight because I'm going to choose, I like tradition three. Tradition three. And tradition three is the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Doesn't mean I have to have a certain amount of weight. It doesn't mean I have to follow any kind of particular food plan. It doesn't mean I have to do anything. I'm a member if I say I'm a member and I have a desire to stop eating compulsively. Whatever that may mean to me. And I'm going to read out of the OA 12 and 12 because I like this one. The purpose of tradition three is to ensure that the road will always be accessible to all who wish to travel it. Thus, we say that any two or more compulsive eaters who come together to practice the 12 steps and 12 traditions of OA, guided by the 12 concepts of OA service, are considered an OA group, as long as they, as a group, have no other affiliations. I want this program to be there for the next suffering person coming into the room. So I have a responsibility. And I have a responsibility to learn what these traditions are. I had a friend of mine always says, you can't talk about one tradition and let without talking about another because they really are intertwined. And you can talk, if I had more time, it's like, I wish I would have had more time. I like talking about traditions. And when I first started coming around in the other program, I would shy away from traditions meetings. But then I had a sponsor who made me go to them. And I started learning and I started studying them. Tradition three, you know, the only requirement. It doesn't mean I have to be a certain race. It doesn't mean I have to have a certain religion. It just means I have a desire to stop eating compulsively. What, you know, and for me, I'm very grateful for that. You know, this protects anybody that comes into the room from being shut out of coming into a, you know, a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Tradition three also states,
1 minute.
good, because I'm almost done. A person, wait, most organizations, they have a list of qualifications for membership. You know, we've been through a, you know, a lot of them. You have to have qualifications. No qualifications here. We are all on equal ground. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Lisa. And hi everyone, I'm Jim and I'm a food addict and I'll share next. I just want to take a breath. My head's kind of bouncing around a little bit. There's so much here in the traditions. My sponsor is having me as part of my step 12 work journal on each tradition, but specifically reflecting on how it applies to my life, really outside the rooms, my day-to-day life. And it's been really, really interesting. And I mean, I think concepts that are coming up from that could apply both to in the rooms and out of it. So I've done, I think, 8 of the 12, so I haven't been through all 12 yet. I think what's coming up as the themes is like our primary purpose, you know, what is it, step five is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, or the overeater, or the alcoholic. And so what's the message? I think the message is there's this spiritual thing that can carry us beyond anything that my mind can understand. I think also the message is compassion and love. And then I think that's kind of like a guiding force to the rest of this. So later in step or tradition six, it says an AA or an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, unless money's of less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. So again, kind of that primary purpose is always in the forefront. And I think this tradition six is really interesting, and I just want to read some of what I, because I think the traditions are about how to be in relationship with myself and with others. There's a lot that's there about self-dignity, that I have the right to be here. If I want to stop overeating, that's it. No one else can tell me anything else. So I'm like empowered, but also, the first tradition, common welfare comes first. So there's kind of these paradoxes of like deep dignity in relationship to self, but also deep dignity in relationship to others, which, quite frankly, in addiction, it's kind of the opposite. You know, I'm hurting myself and I'm hurting others through the compulsion. But tradition six, I thought was interesting. So problems of money, property, and prestige. And I said, so what I reflected on is like cooperate. I can and I need to work together with other institutions and people, with my landlord, with my employer, et cetera, right? But I don't attach myself to those things. I don't, I think, attach myself to my employer as my ultimate like source of comfort and security, or my housing, or you know, anything other than my higher power. You know, so I guess it's just, it's like I need to cooperate with these things, but I'm not endorsing or attaching myself to them in an unhealthy way. And I think these other traditions, you know, being fully self-supporting. So again, like I need to give some of my resources here, but I don't need to give everything. I just need to give my part. And I think Yeah, I think what's coming up for me in the traditions is this, these paradoxes of I respect myself and I support and love and support others, and kind of stepping into that cycle of giving and receiving, which quite honestly, it feels kind of vulnerable and scary sometimes, allowing myself to rely on others and trusting myself that I can make good decisions. And I think, the key factor in these kind of paradoxes, these things that seem like they might be at odds with each other, is a higher power, and just being open to not having it all figured out, being open to like my sponsor's really important support, and she's not my higher power. My choices are really important, and I can't do it all on my own. And I think there's a lot of really good guidance here for, how to interact with each other, and how to interact with people and institutions, outside the program. Trying to think if I have anything else. Yeah, and I think, too, I think there's just a lot here. Like, if we did attach ourselves to a big hospital, or if we did, have a big advertising campaign to get people in, those would violate the tradition,
Time.
right?
One minute. I'm sorry. One
Okay.
minute.
Yeah, so though, like, in a certain sense, that might feel like a good idea. Or perhaps like, oh, we could get more money or be more stable or this, that, and the other. But I feel like there's kind of this mystery of higher power is actually much more of a better source, even if we might not have that so tangibly in the moment. So that's all I got. I feel like I bounced around a little bit, but hope some of that was helpful. Grateful to get to share, and I'll pass it on to Yvonne.
Thanks, Jim. Hi, everybody. I'm Yvonne, a compulsive overeater up in BC, Canada. And I am happy to speak on the traditions for a few minutes tonight. I've been in OA now for a couple of years. When I came in the door, I absolutely admit the traditions were just not anywhere in my awareness. It was like, okay, yeah, fine, I hear them at every meeting, or I hear one of them at every meeting. But I was so focused on the steps that I just thought, like, what do we even need those, crazy traditions for? Why are they reading them at all those meetings? Now, 2 years in, I realize why we read them every meeting, or focus on one for a month, however we do that. Because those traditions lay out the principles around them that hold this organization together, to ensure that this organization is here in a year from now, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, so that somebody has the same opportunity as I had when I came in the door to be accepted. So the first principle in the traditions is unity. And that is so important for us to bring everybody into a single fold. There isn't, there's nobody that has to be special. There's no special qualifications for being here. We approach everything as a group. We take group consciences. We do, we act as a unified group. And what that does is it builds a trust inside of the fellowship that everybody is welcome here, and that we are able to come here to a safe place where people are going to listen, even if they don't understand. They're not going to judge. Everybody here is on their own journey. And so that's why trust is the second principle. The third is identity. And yes, all I have to do to identify into this fellowship is want to eat, stop eating stop eating compulsively. Which, when I came in, I just wanted to figure out how to keep eating compulsively, but not have to suffer all the offshoots of that, the negative sides of it. And then I'm just going to quickly go through the other ones, but autonomy, purpose, solidarity, responsibility, fellowship, structure, neutrality, anonymity, and spirituality. So those are the principles. I mean, large organizations have vision statements, they have their board of directors, they have their bylaws, they usually have top-down hierarchies. We have none of that here. And yet, AA has survived for almost 100 years now. And that is quite miraculous. So, this foundation of the traditions that we have put in place in this organization, just it's almost like magic how it works. Everything says this should have fallen apart long, long time ago, that the power struggles, that the politics should have overtaken us. And yet somehow each and every one of us is able to check that at the door when we come in here and focus on the person that our higher power wants us to be, to set aside judgment, to set aside our opinions, to set aside everything we think we know about our fellows, everything we think we know about this organization, everything we think we know about the program. There are fellows that have been in this program for 20 years. You know what? They come in the door and they set aside everything they think they know for an open mind about what might be a new experience that they're going to have. And they welcome the newcomer with open arms. And in fact, you know, there's a lot of meetings that say, welcome. You are the most important person in the room. And these traditions are what allow us to keep that room open for the newcomer to come in the door. And I just feel so grateful and blessed that these traditions have been working for decades and decades and decades, and that I was blessed enough by a higher power to finally make my way to the front door. It was terrifying at the time. I thought, oh, this is really bad. I've sunk so low now that I'm coming to the last house on the block. Nobody told me that all of the very coolest people, all of the good stuff was happening at this house that nobody wanted to be seen going through the front door of. I now throw the door wide open. I let people see me standing in the doorway. I tell people I am in a 12-step program. I don't mind if people don't understand it, if people think I'm crazy, that's okay. I want to keep
One
coming.
minute.
Thank you so much, Mary. I want to be able to add my, voice to this fellowship, to this community that has rescued me from the brink of disaster through the steps. And the steps are here because of these underlying traditions that have kept the doors open. So thank you for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Thank you, Yvonne. All right, so we will now open the meeting for questions or for 3-minute shares. Do want to name, I forgot the announcements part, and we'll give some time before the end of the meeting for announcements. Apologies for that. But we're now going to open the meeting for questions or for 3-minute shares. As this is a big book study, sharing and questions should relate specifically to the chapter and step being studied this week. We ask that you accept this guideline in order to keep the meeting on track. If you'd like to share or ask a question, please raise your virtual hand, which is under Reactions, or *9 if you're on the phone. I will call the raised hands in order, and a Zoom host will ask you to unmute when it's your turn. Would the timekeeper please set a timer for 3 minutes for each share and announce when the time's up? If the speaker is asked a question, please allow 3 minutes for the answer. Right, Chanel, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Hi, I'm Chanel. I'm a grateful compulsive eater. I get to live in recovery today purely by the grace of God. I say that as a reminder to myself, I didn't arrive somewhere, which is something my sponsor reminds me too. But I am on this road and I get to trudge it alongside all of you. And I'm so grateful to you, Jim, for rolling with what happened tonight, that we needed a panel. And now I'm just sure we needed a panel.
We needed a panel. So I'm really glad. And thank you and Lisa and Yvonne for stepping up to do it. The traditions were definitely not something that I thought was exciting when I came in. I like the idea that your sponsors have a new journal on them. I'm not saying I'm going to do it or have my sponsees do it, but I do really like it. I think it's a great idea. Oh, if my sponsor asks me to do it, I'll do it. Yes, of course. But I just wanted to say, the ideas of unity and harmony and not having a top-down organization, it's sometimes people will say that they think this is a cult, right? That anything that's a 12-step program is a cult. You've probably heard that. And I think about the traditions, and that helps me know it's not a cult. I already know, but it helps me know that we turned away, or the founders turned away money, they turned away fame, they turned away exclusion more than anything else, right? Exclusion of people based on, very much like this meeting, we're open to anyone who has a desire to stop eating compulsively. And I'm so grateful for that. It saves my life every day. And the traditions actually save my life every day. And for that, I am so thankful, and I will pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Chanel. And Rachel, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Rachel Y here, compulsive overeater, newly recovered. Yay. I'm so excited to see you all on a panel. I see your faces so much in meetings, and it's really nice to hear from you all. I just wanted to claim my seat and say, I don't know much about the traditions yet. I just finished my 12 steps, so I'm excited to learn more about that. I hear it all the time, but again, like, it's something we don't really listen to. I was doing the steps like my hair were on fire because it was. So now I'm excited to lean into the traditions. But I just wanted to mention that I love what Jim said about journaling. I think that would be really helpful for me. So I'm going to ask my sponsor if he'll sign off on that. And also about welcoming newcomers. I'm not sure, was it Yvonne? I'm not sure who said that. But that's so true. I was just starting this in November. Like, it's crazy. And if it weren't for the fellowship, I wouldn't be here, and I would be in a very, very dark place. So I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you all. That's very, very true. Sorry, my alarm to email my sponsor is going off. I forget what else I wrote, but y'all were wonderful. Thank you so much. I'll pass.
Thank you, Rachel. We don't have any hands. Oh, Carla, there we go. And if anyone else wants to share, go ahead and put your hands up.
Welcome home, everybody. What a joy tonight. I always try to wait to share until the recording's off, but I couldn't help it tonight. I tell you what, I have to comment about Jim, when you talked about dignity. In fact, I started looking up the word. That's how I do with things that go, oh. And I love this definition. It's means the right of a person to be valued and respected for their own sake and to be treated ethically. And I just love that when you were saying that, even that gave me chills. I really, as soon as you said that word, I thought, okay, that's what we do here. Not only can we come in here and take off every mask that we wear everywhere else, we are treated with dignity when we do it. Where else can you do that? Nowhere. That we can talk about ourselves. We can talk about our behaviors. We can talk about our experiences. And it's gut-wrenching for me when I go back and think about the person I was, how I felt, how I was acting the day before I crawled into my first meeting. That hopelessness that absolutely surrounded me. And the fact that there are so many people who came here for so many years so that I would have a place to crawl into. I didn't walk in, y'all. I crawled. And all I could do is look at two ladies sitting at the table and say, "Can y'all please help me?" And they handed me the OA 12 and 12 and that first step, us reading that. That was the meeting, and it changed my life forever. The fact that we can offer that to the still suffering, that a person like me can crawl into this meeting of CYOC and they can hear that there's a solution to the hopeless condition they're in. Wow, what a gift. And the traditions, I love everything about the traditions, and I have ever since I got here because they blew my mind. I could not imagine a place that I really could be accepted exactly like I was. And I still am. And not only am I accepted, I'm loved just the way I am. Y'all, that doesn't happen everywhere. And yet we are like the people who survived the Titanic, except that we're still together. We bind together. We walk this journey hand in hand. We share jewels with each other that we put on our road, and we walk together. You know, there's something so powerful about the traditions in looking at where we came from. And I encourage anybody who has not read Roseanne's book to get it and read it, because it is so valuable to know where OA came from. Thank you for the reminder. And thank y'all for letting me share. Thank all three of you for stepping up. What a joy tonight was. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carla. Would anyone else like to share on the traditions? Any reflections from the panel or any questions? Chanel, go ahead.
Well, I'll just double dip for a moment and say that if you don't spend a lot of time back there in that back part of the big book, it's a treasure trove of stuff, right? And one of the things that is easy for me to forget is that we don't just have that short form of the traditions. There's a long form, and it explains them more. And it's really rich. It's enriching. And as someone else mentioned, of course, it's also, they talk about it in both 12 and 12s, the AA and the OA 12 and 12. So it's very nice reading. Doesn't replace doing the steps, but it's very nice reading. And I think it gives some historical context too, to what we do. That's all I've got. Thanks.
Thanks, Chanel. Yeah, again, if you'd like to raise your hand, you're more than welcome. And also we can just hold the space in silence for a little bit until someone feels moved to share. Amy, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Did I unmute? Yes. Hi, Amy in California. And I'm very sorry, everyone, that I had to come on late and I missed most of the panels, and I know we're sharing on the traditions. So I just wanted to share that kind of a funny story that I was working with two sponsees this week on their fifth step, and there were some long nights. And, you know, I tried to explain to my husband, you know, we do this for each other. My sponsor gave me so much and talked to me every day, and I want to give that back. And he got really interested, and I told him some more about like what the fourth step inventory, and he's known about program for decades through me, but sometimes not so much questions. And then he said, oh, I wonder if like this is something I could bring to my work. And I told him, well, there's the OA traditions. And then he wanted to see them, so I showed them to him. And I guess, so that's my funny story. And he was interested, and he's not one of us. He doesn't have, you know, he doesn't really need a 12 step, but I love that he was interested. And I guess I just want to put in my pitch for the last, Tradition 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And to me, this just holds so much in it, because it's not as simple as just what we hear here, what we see here, let it stay here. It's also that, you know, as it says in the big book. Like this program, we can have the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the doctor, the lawyer, and we are all equal and we are all one. And we are all in this program, we get to be, learn how to be right-sized. And I also love principles before personalities because I always come back to that. You know, human beings, we're also imperfect and we make mistakes. And I know as a sponsor, I've made mistakes. As a sponsee, I've made mistakes. But the faith is that when I put my hand in yours, I am upholding these traditions. And I have these amazing spiritual principles that are more than just me, or more than just you. And we can always come back to them. And there's just that faith that we're all reaching for something bigger. And I love that. So anyway, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Amy. And Deb, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Deb. I'm a compulsive overeater. It's my first time sharing in OA, so I just thought it's a smaller meeting. I just want to claim my seat. And yeah, I don't know much about the traditions, but I know the unity in OA is, I certainly felt it from day one being in, you know, in the program, and everybody is like the common purpose is to help each other and, you know, to like the principles, I guess. Everybody I've done outreach calls, there's a couple of ladies on here that I've spoken to, and everybody just speaks the program. And yeah, I just want to speak and introduce myself and say thank you to everyone. So that's it.
Thank you, Deb, and welcome. And will the Zoom host now stop the recording?